Previously on Rolling on Fate.
So we went into the prison with only half a plan, attempting to save some allegedly charismatic halfling who I'd never met, and sure enough, our mission takes us into a Two Suns Rift. It was a surreal experience, and not one I'm keen on reliving anytime soon. The Two Suns realm wasn't as much the issue as the events that transpired while we were there. We managed to find Zethy and nearly got her out of there unscathed, when some guards understandably confronted us as we attempted to carry what appeared to be a corpse out of the rift. Despite my best efforts to send them on their way peacefully, we ended up having to kill them. You know, the usual. If that weren't already enough, the prison's warden and some of his guards started to move in on us. The rest of the party managed to return to our realm before the guards could reach us. But I wasn't about to leave without having a little fun. If my diplomatic abilities weren't previously up to snuff, they certainly worked wonders when I convinced some nearby prisoners to go ahead and riot. I nearly single-handedly killed the warden myself, but that pest just wouldn't stay down. Fortunately, with a few words of encouragement from yours truly, a prisoner managed to finally guide the warden to his maker with a well-placed gunshot. I thought the worst was over, but as soon as I stepped back into our realm, I noticed that smoke was filling the air just outside the prison. I thought what we were up to was exciting, but it seems like Marion, Noodle, and Amesley were all having just as much fun as we were. Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
You guys smashed a window, threw a rope down, climbed out. As you got to the ground, you looked up, and you saw the tall elven man sticking his head out the window, and then you...
Pretty sure I flipped him off, too.
About 100 feet away from you, there seems to be an exit door, which was the servant's exit door to the back of the house, and it seems to be about 20 to 25 servants have gathered outside. A lot of them are looking at you, looking up at the top of the manor, and they're pointing, and you can see smoke and fire basically billowing out from the top of the Lord's Manor, and they're just sort of looking worried, scared. You see a few more come out of the back door exit. You guys aren't really in combat. You do have the elven man. He has disappeared from the window, but that's just sort of to be on your radar. So I'm going to leave it up to you two to decide what happens next.
We should probably leave.
Yeah. Well, we should probably figure out how to lose to whoever's going to be tailing us before we do that. But we got to meet up with the others. So what do? We were going to hightail it outside of town, right?
Do we have to help him get out of the prison, do you think? They're probably still in there.
Do we hear any kind of alarm?
Oh, yeah, like bell tolling?
No. You can definitely hear, like, guards and the like shouting from inside the Lord's Manor. And
that makes sense. It's on fire.
Maybe from the front of the Lord's Manor. But as, like, just hearing-wise and stuff, it seems like the prison is quiet. But you guys can basically walk, like, 200 feet to get to the corner of the building.
I got an idea. Let's see if we can get lost in a crowd as much as the couple of us can, and let's see if we can double back and hide at Elvin John's.
Okay. I pull my cloak up so it's covering my head. By the way, that cloak lets me, if I have my hood up, it says perception checks to see you, disadvantage. Is that when I'm not moving?
Yeah, but you can also be stealthily moving. Basically, if you have your hood up and you're trying to be stealthy, then that's when it applies.
Okay.
You know, it'd probably be a lot easier for us to disappear if you had something that may be able to help. And Marion's just going to kind of wave at his whole visage with the big sparkly plate mail and the blue hair.
How big can I do minor illusion?
5 foot.
Oh, really?
5 foot by 5 foot square. Is that silent image? It's 5 foot.
Probably silent image.
Oh, it's a 15 foot cube for silent image. I think minor illusion is 5 foot by 5 foot cube.
Oh, but I could still do silent image because it's at will. I'll make him look like a serving person. Like I'll glance around and see the serving people and I'll just make him look like that. And then I'll say, is that okay?
How well is it if I'm moving, adhering to?
I mean, the perceptive person can definitely tell. If you're just like moving in a crowd, doesn't really matter.
Probably if you were running, it wouldn't be as good as if you're walking slowly.
Yeah.
Because it says you can use your action to cause the image to move. That's usually like every 6 seconds, right? Which actually would be really bad.
Take a step, wait, take a step, wait, take a step, wait.
What do you, Matt's the DM, you make the
I think
call.
It's, no, it's, if you're just walking at a normal pace, it'll be fine. It just maybe like the edges of the image may be like a little fuzzy and not 100% there. So like if you're standing still being scrutinized, it'll be fine. It's just like a normal illusion. If you're being scrutinized while walking, you know, they could potentially see you. Yeah. I mean, it's probably the best that you can do, I guess.
I'll make him look like a servant and hopefully no one is like, come back here, servant.
You know what? Since it's a 15 foot cube, if all three of you are within 15 feet, you can apply it to all three people.
Can I just make us look like the background?
It would be like a wall that's moving.
Just right? Go like all you can't just, metal gear.
You can't literally just make you invisible with silent image. That's not,
it's not how, a disillusionment not. Charm.
Just conjure like a giant cardboard box to cover all of you and you can sneak away and no one will suspect.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Or just like a giant mirror.
A cart.
A walking tree. Well, I have my cloak and then Amesley has a cloak on.
Yeah. And you see Amesley reach up to her mask and activate it and she looks like the halfling.
Okay. I'll just make Marion look like someone who looks like a serving person or whatever from the house.
Okay. And where do you guys head?
I think into the city square, wherever there's a high density of people, and then if we spend some time, we're going to see if we're being followed or not, then we'll head to Elvin John's.
All right, so that means that you
I'll follow Marion.
You head south and round the house, and you can see the prison comes into view, and the door that you guys saw the Lord travel through is open. You quickly glance over and you can just see the tail end of a few guards running into the front of the Lord's Manor. You can't see any other guards in between you and the Ridgemont prison. And the door is really far away, but you don't really see any movement inside that door. So you can head further south into the town. There's basically a road that you have to cross, but there's no people on it. And you can pretty easily get into the town and stealth into a crowd. No one is on your tail or watching you that you know of, so it's pretty easy. Why don't we take it over to the other group and see what's going on there? So you've all literally just stepped out of the Two Suns Rift, and everything is pretty quiet on the outside of the Two Suns Rift. What do you do?
I think we get Chase to escort us back out the exit as quickly and smoothly as possible.
Yeah, and I think, too, if Taylor can find a convenient empty barrel, that he will still put Zethy into said barrel, and that will be less inconspicuous as carrying a deceased halfling over his shoulder.
More but inconspicuous. Wait,
you want it to be,
Well, less conspicuous.
There you go. I never said I was proficient with hiding.
English?
are you going to carry her and the barrel out of here?
I mean, carry her in the barrel, if I can.
Alrighty.
That would be heavy.
It's true.
So there are plenty of barrels right there outside of the rift. There's a lot of, like, really big barrels, and there's some smaller ones. It seems like she's probably going to have to go in a bigger one.
Okay. Taylor looks over at Pelias and says, are we still thinking that the Grey Realm Rift is the best way out of here? I don't think we could go back through the security checkpoint that we had to get in through. What do you think, Nortrude?
Matt, can you remind me real quick, where is the Grey Realm? It's on the other side of the... It's like the other prison section, isn't
yeah.
it? We'd have to go all the way through the prison to get to it, right?
Right.
Well, seeing as how we haven't been subtle so far, I say that we make for the Lord's exit.
I agree. I think we should try and take the closest exit and get out of here as quickly as possible. In fact, if one of us wants to raise the alarm here in the prison as the rest make an escape and let them know there's a prison riot happening inside the rift, that just might work out in our favor.
We could tell the guards at the Lord's entrance there, and they could, I'm sure, raise the alarm there as we're making a hasty exit, I suppose.
Yeah, as long as you think they'll let us, or if their eyes will not be on the Lord's entrance and we can slip out, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Well, I guess we must just act it up, I suppose.
I'll keep my mouth shut this time, since I didn't do us any favors opening it back in the rift.
Probably a good call, Taylor.
Right. Let's make haste then. Let's get going.
Is Zethy on your shoulder or in the barrel?
She's on my shoulder. I'm just ditching the barrel idea.
Okay. You follow Chase. He unlocks a door to get back into the jail cell blocks. And you all follow down the hallway a little bit. And there is a door that's already open, which you can see the anti-magic detector and the metal detector and the anti-magic barrier. And sort of what normally would be highly guarded area, and the door to the outside is also open. You see one guard whose head is sticking out the door, looking at which now you all can see the Lord's Manor, and you can see the roof of the Lord's Manor is on fire. You do not see any other guards in this chamber. You just see the one who is facing away from you. What do you do?
And that's just the quickest way out right there? We can just immediately leave?
You can literally see the exit.
Okay. Follow me. I'm going to approach the guard who's looking out the door. Come on, let's go. What's going on out there?
Huh? What? Oh, the Lord's Manor. There was this, like, giant beast. There was gunshots, and then now it's on fire. We just sent, like, 10 men over there. But, I had to still watch the entrance here, but look at it. It's going crazy.
That is a very large fire. Tell you what, why don't you go get more guards? Hurry, go to the post, go get more guards. I'll watch the door right here, and I'll wait until you get back, all right? Just go get them right now.
Why don't you go get them? I was just going to wait here anyways.
I'm honestly really new here, and I've gotten weird looks being an elf and all. So maybe it's best if you go talk to the guards. You might have more of a rapport with them than I do.
Persuasion check.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 21.
Yeah, he got 15. Yeah, all right, sure, whatever. That sounds fine. You guys hold down the fort, and I'll go alert the mage in the tower. Yeah, he begins to run off, and as he's turning around,
he explodes.
You can see he does a sidelong glance at Taylor and the appearingly dead body in his arms or over his shoulder, but then he continues to run.
I just imagine this slow pan as, like, Taylor's trying to keep a neutral expression on his face as they, like, slide past each other, making eye contact for a brief moment, and then the moment's gone.
Out we go.
Yeah. Away from the burning building, I hope.
Yeah, that'd be a good call. Matt, do we see any other... Now, if we're leaving, do we see any other guards? Any perceived enemies in the immediate vicinity?
No, you see maybe a handful of guards, like, as you're leaving the exit, run into the entrance of the Lord's Manor. And conveniently, you see two hooded figures and a servant, one of which the hooded figures is about 3 feet tall. The other one's about 5 feet tall. And they seem to be headed away from the Lord's Manor into the city proper. That's like 600 plus feet away from you.
Wow, that's so far. That'll take us all of 30 seconds. as we leave the prison, I want to end feign death on Zethy and kind of revivify her a bit if we can.
What's that? To cancel feign death, you just smack the subject who you cast feign death on?
I just touch a willing creature who already cast the spell. I don't have to smack her. Jeez. I boop her on the snoot.
For max damage.
Wrong spell, oops. She's dead.
She wakes up suddenly, still over Taylor's shoulder.
Jeez. Oh, that was a strange feeling. We're out. What's next?
I hand her my tridents. We're in a bit of a hurry here. Take this. You might need it to defend yourself. We're going back to town. So I hope you're feeling okay. You have your sneaky physical abilities.
How tall is your trident, by the way?
It's trident height.
It's dragging on the ground.
Like 5 feet long trident?
Nah, well, I don't know. How tall is she?
She's about 3.5 feet tall.
I break
She's
it in half and then hand it to her. Here's a fork for you. Please help us.
Eat?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'm fine with a dagger.
I threw my only dagger at that Asimar asshole a second ago. We need to hurry this up.
Peleus, we can walk and talk. Okay, I pull out my dagger from like my little belt sheath and I hand it up to Zethy.
Perfect. Right. Yeah, now I've got a broken stick and a trident in my hand.
Very impulsive. You know that, Peleus.
Yes, I know. Let's get moving.
You all look like guards, by the way. I don't know if that still poses a problem for us, wherever we are going.
And she says this as you guys are running. Or walking. Did you want to run or walk?
I think we should run. But yeah. I think we should go back to Chase and Alyssa's house so we can get back into our normal clothes, get rid of the guard uniforms, and hopefully blend in a little bit and or leave town.
Yeah, I agree. We need to just dip out of here as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are not going to be safe for too long at our residence, as they'll probably figure it out soon enough.
Well, yeah. We'll just make haste. We'll get in there, get back in our normal clothes, and get out of town.
All right. You guys are headed that way. So basically, both parties are headed into Ridgemont. Fanula, Marion, and Amesley quickly get lost in the crowd and are headed towards Elvin John's shop. The rest of you are headed toward Chase and Alyssa's, which is actually not too far away from Elvin John's shop. At about when you get, let's say, like 500 feet away from the prison, you hear the alarms start going off and seems like chaos is happening inside the prison.
Let's try to contact the other party or the other half of the party and get them a message.
And what are you going to say? And who are you sending it to?
I will send it to Marion, because he seems the most responsible.
Ooh. I was just going to say, I like how Marion is the most responsible half of the party.
Okay, so I'll cast my message spell and say, Marion, are you there?
Yeah.
Marion.
What?
Okay, great. Meet us back at Chase and Alyssa's house. We have Zethy. We are out of the prison, and we need to hurry before we are discovered, because we still look like prison guards who are hurrying along.
All right, where is...
You remember. You guys went there before.
Thank God.
Marion remembers. Fanula, maybe not.
Yeah. But Amesley will also remember, too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say you all meet up at Chase and Alyssa's house.
On Mulberry Lane.
Yeah. You're all let in. Basically... I'm going to say the guard team gets there first. The door is open. You guys start changing. Basically, like a minute after you arrive, you hear a knock on the door, unless the other team is doing something different.
Sneaking inside.
Going in the window.
Good way to get killed.
By a broken trident.
Just the stick end.
You guys hear a knock at the door.
What do you do?
I continue changing. It's not my house, not my problem.
Chase walks over to the door and he slides a little wooden piece and he can see out, and then he opens the door fully.
Quickly, come in.
And then
closes the door behind you.
So, was it you who lit the Lord's Manor on fire?
Maybe. Now, why would you think that?
Because the Lord's Manor is on fire.
I don't know. That seems awfully judgmental.
Is Marion still like a servant? Or is Marion now?
I'll drop it.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Marion. Well, I had no idea.
Minutes, so. I don't know how long it takes us to get there.
How kind of you to finally arrive.
I mean,
ha, you're so, ha, Ha.
Oh. We can always leave.
Zethy, I should introduce you. This is our traveling companion, Marion Kind, in the plate mail. And this is our
shiny
traveling companion as well, Fanula. And this little bundle of excitement is Ainsley.
Hi.
Team, this is Zethy. This is the person we've all been sent here to rescue.
Nice to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure to finally meet you all. Thanks for making that distraction in the Droid's Manor, and thanks for your help in getting me out of that, shithole place.
I feel like we should probably leave soon, because once the Lord gets back and sees that his manor's on fire, we might get in trouble.
About that, what does the Lord look like again, Fanula?
Oh, he's like he was a Simyar, blonde hair. He's not very nice.
Yay, tall.
Yeah, he's pretty tall, and he was hanging out with this lady and this guy with
his
top hat.
Yeah, he got shot in the rifts and died. I may have helped that along a little bit. There's a bit of a riot going on inside the rift, so we should probably try and make our escape soon.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
We do have horses and a cart. I'm assuming back to Revelhein, but unless anyone else has any other plans.
We might be able to go back the way we came through the mountains. It's more familiar to us than the roads, and less likely that we'll find patrols, but they could still follow us if they, found our tracks.
That works for me.
I think the mountains will probably be the safest place, but I don't know.
There's a gleam in Fanula's eyes when she hears that we're going back to Revelhein.
A gleam? Like a happy gleam?
Like a, ooh, I'm a black so excited gleam. For the black market gleam, yes.
That's the exact kind of gleam it is.
To be precise. How does Zethy look? Does she look like starved and like she can go on a long trip right now?
I will give people a medicine roll for that. She doesn't look like bone frail.
Yeah, don't let the cleric. It looks do like it. They. Let's just get everybody involved.
Can I do
with
the
this.
Medicine roll just so I can see if Fanula can tell? Fine.
That's why. That's why I said whoever had medicine.
Oh, I have to have medicine.
Are you?
It'd be helpful.
Do you know halfling anatomy?
No, I just wanted to see how well Fanula could tell.
I mean, since you're asking the question, you can roll. Okay. But I'm also giving it to whoever has the skill medicine.
You seem to be leaking only a few fluids, halfling.
11.
She looks fine to you.
Okay. Well, I think we're all ready to go.
We need to get Hero and the cart back from the stables, right? We didn't park those here. Taylor looks around for the cart in the house.
Inside the house.
Yeah.
They're on the roof.
Definitely didn't leave celery in the house.
No, you guys had them stabled at the deranged mandolin. They had stables there for you guys.
Well, we can stop there and then we can head for the mountain. How fast does Zethy need to get back to Revelhein? That's the question. I don't remember anything.
I don't think speed is necessarily a factor that has priority. I mean, we need to get back safely. That's what's most critical here.
Yes, well, we need to have speed to a certain extent because we have to get out of here before they trace the burning of the manor and the rioting of the prison and stealing of the prisoner back to us.
And killing of the Lord, too, right?
Oh, yay. Yes, I forgot that small detail.
Well, technically, we didn't kill the Lord. That was one of the prisoners inside the rift, which, again, riot in rift, guards busy. Now would be a good time to leave.
Yes, I think we should leave. As much as I desperately would like to gather more data about the Unknown Rift, I think it would be more prudent to make a hasty exit.
Matt, do we know about the Unknown Rift that she's talking about?
Yes, it was the whole reason you guys, one of the reasons why you guys came in this direction.
But where is it?
Where is it? It is in the mountains east of Ridgemont.
So where we were before or like farther?
No, where you were before was north of Ridgemont.
It was in Neath, right? Or close to Neath?
It was in between Neath and Ridgemont.
Oh, but then we could go back to Revelhein that way if we went on the road.
I thought we'd also considered
going through the Grey Realm Rift too, the one that we had found?
I mean, we could, but there's still always the problem of getting out on the other side, and if that's in Revelhine, we'll be walking right into a military checkpoint. That seems like a very risky situation. I mean, if we had a good hidden back door and a hidden front door, we'd be fine, but I don't think we would make it through without a lot of questioning and maybe even a fight, so... I thought if we could get through the rift from inside of the jail in Ridgemont and come out where we know there's a rift in the woods, that might save us a lot of time, but it just seems harder for us to get back in the jail now that we've stirred it up.
I think that's what I was thinking about.
Matt, are we familiar at all with the cities to the east in the direction of this rift? I mean, are we familiar with what kind of military presence they have? Yeah, what kind of connections they have to this city at all?
Let's see. I'm going to give Marion's yes. As far as anyone else, Fanula, it's like 50-50 chance if you know anything about them, but you really wouldn't care too much about military presence. Nortrude, no. Peleus, also 50-50. That's up to you and your backstory, Peleus, so I don't know. Taylor, I would more likely would know more things about that stuff there. So yeah, I mean, you guys have been around, so I think Taylor and Marion would know most of that kind of stuff. Fort Vonrith, which is south of Neath, is obviously a fort. It's a huge military presence. Neath is just sort of a in-between point between there and Revelhine, so it actually kind of is sort of like a military town, but it's just sort of like a pass-through military town. It's mostly just a small town that caters to traveling military if they are not using the Grey Realm Rift, but most of them take the Grey Realm Rift directly from Revelhine directly to Fort Vonrith, so they don't really even need to go through Neath. Neath is a dwindling town nowadays. So that's sort of what you guys know.
I mean, maybe we could go through Neath if we just kind of stuck on the more woodsy side of the road and avoided maybe areas where it's obvious that other people camp, and, you know, maybe we can just sneak through, but it depends on what everyone else wants to do.
Well, I agree with Taylor. I think that we could go towards Neath, and interestingly, the Unknown Rift happens to be on the way.
Yeah, let's go see.
We could investigate.
Is there some way that we could, I don't know, pay somebody here in town to cause more distractions as we leave to hopefully keep people from following us? I don't know.
Well, I think if we're back in our usual clothing, and perhaps we could cast some level of disguises and just leave as though we are not concerned about anything, we will be less likely to draw attention.
I could cause more distractions.
Well, we want you to be on the road with us, Fanula. We don't want you to stay here in town causing distractions.
Well, I could just cause a distraction and then leave.
Just a little distraction.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the intermission of episode 27. I hope everyone is staying safe in these crazy times, and I apologize for this day late episode. So we have some news. We are updating our Patreon and changing a few things around. First off, we're adding a $1 a month Patreon option. At the $1 tier, you gain access to our blooper reels that get posted for every episode. And to our $5 a month tier, we are adding stickers. Those who are already $5 a month patrons, I will be contacting you to get your stickers, and any new or upgrading members will get them sent to you as well. So, if any of this is of interest to you, go ahead and head on over to our Patreon for all the details at patreon.com/rollingonfate. In other news, because of situations on our end, we are going to start releasing episodes once a month for now. Lots of things have come up, and instead of decreasing the quality of the episodes, we decided to increase the length of uploads and still bring you the best quality that we can. Thanks for your understanding, Fatalist. Through this time of social distancing and isolation, let your friends and family know about us to help pass the time. Okay, everybody, stay healthy and safe out there. And the next episode will be up
April 15th. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Alyssa pipes up. She says,
"Well, Chase and Zethy and I can go back the way to the Revelhain that you came. And if you have other things you need to do, you can go and do that."
Well, just as long as you guys don't get captured again, I don't know if we can do a repeat performance of this.
Right.
I had the thought that you guys weren't as interested in sticking around and helping out. I thought you just wanted to go and, well, take care of your own needs.
Well, we are fugitives of the law now, so we are basically in the same shoes as Zethy is. We are in this for the long run.
Let's go find this rift, Nartrud. I bet you could put your little thingy in it, and it will tell us things.
Oh boy,
Chase! If you guys think that you can safely escort Zethy to Revelhain, then we do have a couple other things that we need to take care of while we're here.
Amesley pipes up.
Well, not that I want to leave you guys, but I could go with them and I could get them into the city pretty easily, and I mean, you know, I have connections with my father, and I can get them to Ulrith, and I actually think that I need to figure out some stuff with my father as well. I've been really worried about him as of late, especially since the last time I talked to him, and those government officials hinted about the fire rift, and now this whole fire rift elemental thing and necklace that we now have, and I've just been thinking about it a lot, and I'm really worried, and I think I need to go back and make sure he's okay.
But Amesley, don't you want to come see the ghosts?
I do, but I just need to make sure my dad's okay.
All right, but the ghosts are going to be cool. Remember those, our new friends? They were telling us all about them.
Yeah. Did you see them by chance?
Yeah, did you guys let them free? She looks not at... Who is... Oh, no. Marion was the one, only one here that was trying to capture them. So she just looks at everyone who went into the prison.
Successfully.
did you guys see them? Me and Amesley are giving them, like, those anime, watery anime eyes that are like about to cry.
We saw them in the Two Suns Rift, and they jumped on some of the guards that were pursuing us, but we didn't see them once we exited the rift, so I think they're still in there fighting, trying to rescue other people. So,
well, hopefully, yeah, they'll help the riot, I guess.
They didn't deserve to be in prison, and then Fanula glares at Marion. And I assume Amesley also does.
she doesn't glare at Marion.
Prison, yes. Unassuming death camp, not so much, maybe.
Well, hopefully they're going to get out if there's a riot.
That's how riots work. Everyone gets out of prison.
Yeah, these are things always end happily. Or so I've been told.
In a town full of exclusively guards. And one cat bard.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of escaping to safety, maybe we should go get our cart and
I need to go get celery.
Start heading towards Neath before they start locking down the city.
Well, I guess we should split directions here. We can take the mountain pass towards Revelhain because it'll be the shortest route and less used, I guess.
I give Amesley a hug, but it's a really, really short hug, and my face looks pained when I hug her because I assume she's like carrying like a million things of metal.
Yes.
It burns. I'm like, bye. I'll see you soon. I'll tell you about the ghost.
Okay.
Nortrud will give Amesley a real hug. Not that there was any less feeling in Fionnuala's hug, but...
Oh, there was feeling. It's just that feeling was pain.
Oh.
Not of parting, but in of her flesh heart. Slowly disintegrating at the contact with metal.
Also at parting.
I guess. Yeah.
You can see Amesley's mask deactivates, and you see her kobold face, and she's got a tear running down it as she's hugging Nortrud. When you're done hugging Nortrud, Amesley reaches into her pocket and pulls out a ring and hands it to you. Remember how I was asking you all those questions about magic and different metals and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Here, this is for you. It was mostly your work, but this ring can help you with your spells.
Why, thank you, Amesley. I will treasure it, and I am fascinated to experiment with it and see the extent of how it can help me channel my powers.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. Fionnuala, here. And she pulls out this silver ring.
Fionnuala digs around in her bag, and she pulls out the Feisty Fairy book that she bought somewhere, and it's in my inventory, so I have it. And a bird skeleton that's in pieces.
A bird skeleton?
Yikes.
I'll cross these off. Here's some presents to remember me by. I'll see you soon. And then she's like, thank you for the ring.
Yeah, she also hands you a ring. This one does similar to what Nortrud did. Again, Nortrud helped make this a lot. Yeah, I'll treasure all these things. I'm going to put them up on my wall.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking you're really good at like putting stuff together. Maybe you could put this bird skeleton back together.
Okay.
Okay.
And just like I just have like my hands cupped with a bunch of bones.
Is this happening out loud?
Just pour
because
them into
like,
her hand.
You're like, what?
And then Amesley,
I have no idea where I got that bird skeleton.
That's the worst part about it.
Hey, has anyone seen my familiar?
Somebody check on B.
No.
It's a bird skeleton, not a chipmunk.
Well, it's in pieces. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's like the world's
You just handed her a bunch of bones and been like,
puzzle.
Here, fix this.
Yeah, B is rolling his tiny eyes at you.
Amesley walks over to you, Taylor. The other night, remember how like we were staying in that inn? I accidentally, well, not accidentally, on purpose, stole your shield for a little bit. I guess you didn't really notice, but I made some new modifications to it. And you can see she inserts one of those power cells that she's had on her mask, and she pulls that out of her pocket, and she slides it into the back part of your bracer, and you can now see that it's powered. You can use this to do sort of a stunning strike with electricity on your shield. And it should help you stay alive a little bit longer, too. Yeah.
I'm shocked. Thank you, Amesley. And Taylor just kind of like scoops up the little kobold and like squeezes her and just like kind of pulls her in. And a draconic, it just like kind of says into her ear, like, be safe. Take care of yourself. We'll always be part of your pack. And give my best to your dad. And he just like squeezes her until she starts struggling to like get away.
She's just crying and
she
sniffling.
Probably wouldn't struggle to get away. She would probably just like
she
hug
just,
you back.
She squeezes you as hard as she can.
There we go.
And don't blow yourself up with that shotgun, by the way.
I'll follow all of your instructions, and I won't be stupid. That's what you said.
Remember to keep the safety on until you mean to shoot it, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Amesley. I put her back down.
With tears in her eyes, she walks on over to Peleus. It was really hard to figure out something that I could make for you, Peleus. I didn't even realize you were a bard for half this time. She pulls out this little box from within her cloak, and it has like all these like dots in it on one face in it, and she hands it to you. And you can see also on the back of this, there's another one of those power cells that's inserted into the back of it, just like a battery. This will, like, amplify the range of your spells, I think, and, like, the amount of people that can hear you, I think. I'm not sure. I haven't tested it out. You're going to have to do that, but, yeah.
Did she literally just invent, like, the first amplifier?
Yeah, it's an amp.
Oh, sweet.
It's a portable amp.
Feelings about
portable wireless amp that I don't have to plug into. I'm all right with this. Well, that's very kind. Where's the button to turn this on? Is it here? Is it here? And I just keep prodding it.
Yeah, there's like work? one space that's just sort of like a tiny rune that was etched in, and you press it, and then you hear this like the amp sound just like feedbacking on itself for a second.
Oh dear. And then, my. And then I push it again. Turn it off.
And it's off.
This is going to be entirely too much. Thank you so much for this. I also have a gift for you because I've totally been planning this for some time. I obviously have not, but she probably believes I have been. And I'm rifling through my pack, and I got this. This is for you on your journey. This should keep you safe from all of the unknown wild beings and beasts out in the woods. And I hand her my book of farm animals that I bought several episodes ago.
But you were learning about the animals and stuff. Don't you need this for your reference?
She's like being genuine. Down. Yeah, I know. She's like, he's very dumb. He's going to need this. I think that everyone else here knows what animals are actually called. And so when I incorrectly call something a dog, I'm sure that one of them, probably Marion, will correct me and tell me that I'm an idiot. So I can rely on that at the very least.
I'll treasure this book.
I've actually signed the inside, so it's worth quite a bit of money.
Oh, really? Okay.
Safe travels. I pat her on the head. I'm not really a huggy person, so I'm like, you're going to be great. We'll see you soon, I'm sure, as soon as we're done fighting ghosts or whatever we're doing.
She runs up and hugs you around your waist anyways.
Just, I hiss, and just kind of reactively, like, okay, we're doing this now. Okay, oh, great. And I just kind of like pat the back of her head, I guess, as she's hugging. And then I'm like, all right. Sorry, Chase, Alyssa, I didn't get you anything. I didn't know that you were leaving. And Zethy, I tried to give you a trident and you rudely decided to take it and or not take it, rather. But here, and I have a bar of soap in my pack. You all may need this. It's a bit of a hike. And I smell great all the time, so I'm not as in need of this as you may be. But I wish you all the safest of travels. Yes, thanks. I know. You're very welcome.
I have no words. And then with tears in her eyes, she turns to Marion. And you can see Marion, she just almost looks devastated.
No.
And
look.
She walks on over to you and just runs into your arms and gives you a hug.
I will pick her up off the floor and just hold her for a little bit and say, it's just for a little bit. I'm not going anywhere. Nothing's going to happen to me. Nothing's going to happen to us. We'll be around. It's just goodbye for a while.
Don't you die on me, okay?
All right. I promise.
You feel her hands move around your neck, and then she pats your chest and slides down from you. That will keep you safe. It does a little special stuff. Same thing that my mask does. So,
thanks, Amsley. I am. Thank you.
Okay, then.
Marion is quickly going to turn around.
She turns to Chase and Alyssa and Zethy. You guys have any extra guns? And Chase smiles and he opens the cabinet where you guys got the uniforms and there's three extra rifles in there. Amsley looks over at them, grabs one of the rifles. Here, Taylor, I think the rifle is going to be a little bit safer bet for you. Yeah. Why don't you take this? You can keep the shotgun too, but yeah.
Does it work the same way?
Well, you know, you got to aim and point and shoot, but then you load the cartridges here, and then you got to clean out the barrel a little bit more. And it's a long range shot. It's not like the shotgun where you have to be close, and it's the cone effect. It just, you know, one shot, and then you got to reload. So just when you need to shoot from range, okay, and you're not using your shield, you gotta use this one two-handed, though.
I'll be safe with this one too.
Okay.
Has he been shooting the shotgun with one hand?
Like a badass. Put the shield up.
And then Chase grabs the other two guns. He grabs one and Alyssa has the other. Amesley turns to Zethy. Do you want a pistol or anything? Zethy thinks about it for a second.
Shatter.
And Amesley hands her one of her pistols. And they all give you a last look. You all be safe, okay? I'll see you again.
You'll be safe too.
Yeah. Safe travels.
And with tears in her eyes, they all leave. The door is open. It looks like Chase and Alyssa grabbed what they wanted, but they don't. It looks like they're not giving a shit about this house anymore. So you guys are left in the house.
All right. Yeah, sure. What do I see to steal?
Engage murder hobo.
There's a nice table with a vase and flowers
on
it.
Did they leave any food in the fridge?
They don't have a fridge, but yes, there's cabinets for food.
There's no, like, vegetable garden. Like,
walk-in freezer. Nothing. Is there, a Keurig that I can take?
I changed their Wi-Fi password.
Can we have that?
I changed their Wi-Fi password.
Exactly. This episode brought to you by our sponsors, Keurig. Keurig. K-Cups.
Don't you regret this purchase?
Coffee. Yeah. Killing the planet one cup at a time.
That's the slogan. Yeah.
That's, I think that's it, isn't it? I mean, we're going to have a hard time getting sponsors for this, I think. Just throwing that out there. Real question, are there any melee weapons in here? Because I've got a broken trident and no dagger. So I'm kind of, I'm down to a net.
And did you really break your trident?
Yeah,
I did.
That's what he said.
There's a sword and like a couple of daggers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take one
you
dagger.
You could replace
yes, one I would dagger. Like to replace my one dagger.
Is there any food, like just like bread or anything left over in their house?
Yeah, Alyssa was packing up a bunch of stuff while you guys were talking, but there's still leftover bread, cheese, there's like some potatoes. It's just sort of like hearty stuff. They didn't really have many vegetables at
just
this time.
Check the fridge.
Vanilla. We got a...
Oh yeah, celery. Bread. I have to go get celery.
I'm going to collect all that food into a sack that I pull out of one of the side pouches in my backpack. And just whatever else is out, I just stuff it all in the sack.
Just like Trash Panda style?
Yeah, yeah. That like half-eaten apple, it's in the bag. Like, can't let it go. Might need it. All right, so...
I want to go get celery.
Yeah, let's go get our cart and our animals.
You guys get your cart and our animals.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, unless you guys are... buying other stuff. Like, did you want
to
stop?
We should probably tell Elvin John to get out of town.
So, yeah. this thing happened.
Remember how we screwed up one town that you were in? Well, we just kind of screwed up another town.
Just so we don't accidentally do this again, just tell us where you're headed.
Neath.
We'll tell him where we're headed, and he can just go somewhere else.
That's a good idea.
It's a terrible idea to tell him where we're headed. We'd have to lie to him.
Well, of course we'd lie to him.
Yeah, you guys went back to the deranged mandolin and retrieved the two horses, cart, and hero, and celery.
I will get in the back of the cart and try and lay low. I feel like I stand out more than most.
Can we see if there's like any guards following us or anything when we're headed
Yeah, what's
out
the
of
general town? Chaos of the city looking like right now?
Because the Lord's Manor's on fire. It's way, there's a lot more people out in the streets looking in that direction. Not a lot of them, I mean, none of them are moving in that direction. They just seem to be watching the chaos that's happening at the prison in the Lord's Manor. And you guys just sort of continue to pass by with your cart. You don't see any guards. You don't really see
any elven people.
Anyone of note that's going to like stop you.
Is there like a black-haired guy with brain?
Perception check, Fanula.
The elven man. And 18.
Matt does not like this.
You guys are traveling through the town. And Fionnuala, you're sort of on the watch out. Are you riding Celery?
Yes.
Okay, you're riding Celery.
Blending in.
Uh-huh. Which is, you know, a sight to be seen.
She could be a horse.
Sure.
She doesn't have antlers, at least.
She doesn't smell like a horse.
You're scanning around, and basically before you leave the main sort of market square, before you go into like the smaller little houses and before you get to the main road, out of the corner of your eye, you believe you see a tall elven man with black braided hair. And then you do a double take and you do not see that individual again.
Hmm. But was he like looking at us and following us?
You saw him from a distance. At the time he wasn't moving. It was literally, you thought you saw him for a second. You did a double take. You looked a second time and he wasn't there.
Okay. I'll trot up to Marion on Hero. Are we like out of the town yet or not?
You're out of the main square. You're headed towards the road, yeah.
And I'll lean over to Marion and say, I thought I just saw that elven guy from the manor house, but I don't know. So maybe we should keep an eye out.
All right. I will trot up to the people on the cart and I will share the news. So I guess we got one more little wrinkle that we got to check out for. Gentleman elven with the braided hair.
I may have insulted him.
And how did you manage to insult this man?
By burning the house and then showing him what I thought of him with a hand gesture.
That hand gesture being? Just go ahead and replicate it for me.
Okay, she does.
Oh, my word. I start fanning like myself in the back of the cart, like, oh my gosh.
Is there like a elvish, like, you know how British?
There's definitely an elvish equivalent.
Okay, can I that's what I had done, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but he's elvish, so he would know.
Yeah.
Amongst my people, that's actually a mating call. So, impressive. But I understand what your intention was there.
But anyways, maybe we should just make sure he's not gonna like ambush us while we're sleeping or something.
Well, we'll make sure to take care when we're out of town. If he follows us,
good thing you guys don't sleep.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, nor does he. So,
can we just trot on out of town?
Yeah, you guys continue down the road
to the east.
Headed east, Nortrude. You are sitting in the cart, I assume.
Yes.
And you have your map out and you're using your cartography skills to sort of triangulate a location based off of the rumors and all the other stuff that's been going on. You have sort of a general location in the mountains, which is basically if you keep heading east along the road and then veer off north and start going into the hills, you think maybe 3 or 4 days travel, you'll probably get to where the density of the rumors place the rift to be.
Cool.
All right, well, let's keep going till sunset then.
Yeah. Okay. Are you guys trying to go at a fast pace or just normal
pace? Can I keep an eye out? I'm in the back. Can I keep an eye out for someone following us?
Okay.
I think we should be traveling at a medium pace so that it doesn't look like we're trying to run away.
Yeah. Good idea.
And make an expeditious retreat. It just... acting as normally as I can to guide this team of old animals pulling the cart.
Fionnuala, give me another perception check.
15.
No, you do not see anything suspicious or elven guy following you.
Okay.
Then it gets to about sunset. You guys have not seen anyone else along the road. And are you going to keep traveling or set up camp?
Camp wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Yeah, probably can't, but not on the road.
An eventful day.
Yeah, we'll take the little bit of extra time to try to find a more inconspicuous camp.
There is some hills just like directly north of your road that you can get the cart up and around one of them and just sort of be in a valley between two hills.
Cool.
Not too far away from the road, but a little bit out of the sight. And you guys camp. I need two watches for the night. Who's on first and who's on second?
I'll do first watch.
I'll join first watch.
I will do second.
I'll be on second.
Okay.
Well, friends, I would like to extend an offer to anyone who's interested. When we were in town, I made some modifications to the tent. And now, out of the goodness of my heart, it has a room that can sleep 6 people and an alarm that can alert us when someone is nearby. Although perhaps it would still be good to have someone on watch, but this serves as an excellent backup alarm. And it reduces the amount that you need to sleep by approximately 1 hour.
That's pretty cool.
When did you have time to do all this?
Oh, well, with a well-managed schedule, much as possible, Taylor. I did it on the girls' night out.
It was a girls' night out?
Yes, and you know what women get up to? Science and magic.
It's true. I think I made some poison.
And Amesley made a shit ton of items.
Apparently so.
Peleus, I think we're missing out on some quality bonding time.
Yeah, obviously, we need to find a better way to spend our time.
All right, next time it's our turn.
I think I'll stay outside. I like sleeping in the wilderness the best, but I can keep watch on the outside.
Yeah, I think I'll take you up on your offer after the first watch.
Yeah, a tent sounds very nice. Thank you for accommodating us in your tent. Will there be enough room? I mean, is this 6 people, like, shoulder to shoulder, or...
Have you not seen the inside of her tent?
No. Stacked like pancakes.
When I looked in her tent, there was just a desk and some bookcases, and, I mean, is there really that much room?
Yes, well, that is part of the enchantment. You see, when you open the door, it goes to whatever room you need to go to. So, should you need to go to the bunk room, it opens to the bunk room. Should I need to sit in my study and read with a hot cup of tea, well, that is where the door opens. So yes, there is enough room. It is not a sardine.
What if I need to use the bathroom?
Well, that is what the forest is for, Peleus. Make sure that you are at least 200 feet away from any water sources and the trail or road. Leave no trace is vitally important.
Thanks, Mom.
I look at him and like nod with like that expression that you.
I want like Smokey the Bear to pop up and be like,
be listening.
And only you can prevent forest fires and things like that.
Only
be great.
You can prevent forest fires.
That sounds really ominous. That was terrifying.
Only you can responsibly manage forests. Fire is an important part of the natural cycle.
I'm the reason why
people
we're
have
a fucked up forest.
Marion, where are you sleeping? Inside the tent or outside the tent?
I do not want to leave Fanula outside on her own, so I will put my stuff inside the tent, but I will sleep out.
I'm not on my own. I have celery.
And we're on watch outside.
And who's ever on watch can also watch her, too.
I'm still sleeping out. I'm trying to be polite here, all right?
Okay. All right.
I'm going in the tent to read and drink tea.
First watch, who was it again?
That's Taylor and I.
Yeah.
Both of you give me perception checks.
20.
10.
All right. Nothing happens. Next watch.
I'm going in the tent.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Peace.
I'll wake up from my trance.
Okay, so you and Marion are on watch?
I'm going to like give Celery some vegetables and then I'll go watch.
All right. Perception from both of you.
Oh, okay.
22?
Jesus.
Oh, I did not roll well. 6. What's Marion doing on watch?
Probably he's putting his armor on and everything, since it's going to be from here to breakfast to on the road. So he's cleaning, doing equipment maintenance, and keeping an eye out. And I think, you know, looking at his collected amount of trinkets that he's gotten from people over the past couple months.
I think since I rolled so badly, I'm going to say that Fanula is spending an excessive amount of time paying attention to Celery because she feels bad that she left her in a stable. And Celery's like, meh.
Yeah, Celery was happy to see you, but is also kind of like affronted that she was left in a smelly city for so long. Marion.
Yes.
While you're watching and you glance over at Fanula and behind where Celery is, you see that tall elven man with black hair. And he's looking at your direction. And
of course,
before you can do anything,
he murders all of you.
He sees that you have noticed him, and he starts casting a spell.